ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. As a reminder, in a couple of episodes, we made you familiar with the views of John Foran, American professor of sociology from California University, on the character of the greatest leader of the past centuries, Imam Khomeini. Today, we are going to make you familiar with the views of Fred Holliday, who has made researches on international relations and West Asian issues. Stay tuned, please. Holliday was born in Ireland in 1946 and he died in 2010. He had graduated from Oxford University in 1967 and taught in the years 1985 to 2008 in the College of Economy of London. He was familiar with some languages such as Farsi, Arabic, Greek, Russian, French, and so on. Holliday had traveled several times to the West Asian region for his studies. He was a supporter of Soviet attack on Afghanistan, NATO intervention in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and the occupation and devastation of Afghanistan by the US. Fred Holliday's first book on Iran, titled Iran, Dictatorship and Development, was written in 1978, nearly 1 year before the victory of the Islamic Revolution. His next book, An Introduction to Iran's Revolution, was published for the third time. In the advent of the Islamic Revolution, he traveled several times to Iran. 30 years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 2009, he pointed to the results of his unpublished studies in a conference in London, saying that the Islamic Revolution resembled 4 great revolutions in the world, namely the French, the Russian, the Chinese, and the Cuban revolutions. He tried to justify his claim with the convergence of all groups, Marxist, liberalist, and religionist, under the leadership of Imam Khomeini. The Irish researcher concluded that the revolution in Iran was the most modern revolution in the human history. Holliday also emphasized that the Islamic Revolution was a non-violent revolution. As an example, he mentioned the welcome accorded by the Iranian nation for Imam Khomeini as one of the greatest gatherings of human history, while it was devoid of any kind of violence whatsoever. Irish University lecturer Fred Holliday maintained that, unlike other revolutions, there has prevailed a high level of freedom of expression in the society after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. He admits that this magnitude of freedom of expression has been unprecedented in the world. Holliday opined that the world is yet to hear the word of the Islamic Revolution and this great nation. Fred Holliday considers the role of ulema, particularly Imam Khomeini, very effective in the triumph of the Islamic Revolution and writes, Iran's revolution was a public revolution from below against the tyrannical regime, The success of this revolution was owed to leadership of Imam Khomeini and the clergymen who cooperated with him. They not only formed the revolution's structure, but also promoted the ideology whereby the mobilization of forces was feasible. This researcher maintained that the ideology of the Islamic Revolution has three principles. The first principle was the belief which contained a novel understanding of Islam and made it possible to found an Islamic government in the modern world with the leadership of Wali Faqih as the pivot of the ruling system. The second principle was the division of the world to two poles of the oppressed or the downtrodden and the oppressors or the arrogant. These were indeed based on the Quran. The third principle was to bring all people from every class and stratum under the banner of Islam. In fact, Imam Khomeini's great work was to unite the whole nation around a single cause. Fred Halliday believed that many of the features of the Islamic Revolution specifically belong to this revolution and could not be traced in other revolutions or movements. Imam Khomeini's emphasis on the role of religion and ulema in administration of society and various affairs was among his great achievements. The Irish university teacher then says that Imam Khomeini's charisma was so strong and deep among the people, and people loved him to the extent that he led the Islamic Revolution ably in the first turbulent decade of the Islamic Republic, and the nation's unprecedented participation in his funeral approved the scale of their love to their leader. He writes, "Another point that was evident in people's reaction to Imam Khomeini's passing away is the great might which the revolution had gained among people despite all problems during the post-revolution era. The revolution and the eight-year war with Iraq were accompanied with a lot of disasters and hardships, but no doubt the Islamic Republic of Iran enjoyed extraordinary legitimacy." Thank you.